From Tibbetts on February 18th, 2013, this is Tibbetts Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tibbetts staff. Rogue Amoeba has released Vision 2.1.2 with a fix for a bug that made it seem that the audio editing app was hanging while exporting and transcoding, even while the app was indeed diligently working away. The update improves the start window's memory of the state of things, as well as the app's memory of previous settings for saving and exporting. Additionally, the app improves the voiceover controls, corrects some issues related to re-encoding audio, improves reading of chapterized AAC files, resolves a conflict with the window-managing Moom app, fixes an issue where the Mac App Store version would fail to save to a previously specified location, and makes progress bars appear more reliably during export. Uncomplex has released version 2.5.11 of its Gmail-specific email client, Mailplane, the app's first update since September 2011. The app now displays an alert should you use Gmail's new inline composition window, and Uncomplex recommends that you revert to the old composition window. If you want access to Gmail's new inline composition interface, you can try the Mailplane 3 beta, available only for macOS 10 10.7 Lion and 10.8 Mountain Lion. The update also adds support for Evernote 5.0.5 and ensures that disabling the option to check automatically for updates within preferences works as it should. On the download page, Mailplane 2.5.11 is available for Lion and Mountain Lion, 10.6 Snow Leopard, 10.5 Leopard, and 10.4 Tiger. Skype has added a gifting option to Skype 6.2.73.1117 that enables you to send Skype credit to a contact. However, it seems this gifting possibility occurs only on a contact's birthday. The Mac client also adds the capability to send a one-way SMS message without having to first add and verify your mobile number, fixes a hang that occurred when signing out with a Facebook account, and ensures the Skype credit amount is the same in both the main Skype window and in the account window. Skype also notes that the app may crash for those running on a MacBook Pro with Retina display with a non-Retina external display, and the company promises a fix for the next release. For the time being, the best workaround is to select Skype in your Applications folder, press Command-I to open Get Info, and then check the Open in Low Resolution option. Duplicating a fix provided by the recently released firmware update 1.6, Apple's released MacBook Pro SMC firmware update 1.7 to target a range of specific models, both 15 and 17-inch MacBook Pro models released in mid-2010 and early 2011. Like the previous update, this one addresses a rare issue that caused laptops with a battery that had accumulated more than 1,000 charge cycles to shut down and possibly fail to boot back up again. As always with firmware updates, we recommend relying on Software Update or the App Store app to ensure you get the firmware update for your MacBook Pro, and being careful not to interrupt the update process. Offering a number of improvements and bug fixes, Redlex has released version 3.1.3 of its Malel word processor. The update offers the document default scheme, making all new documents based on a default template or one that's selected from the template browser. An option for selecting a default template was added to Malel's preferences, while default styles, background color, and other settings were removed. The update also changes the location for factory templates, keeping them with the app bundle rather than copying them to the library application support folder in order to improve future template updates. Other changes include support for Retina displays, an improved look for the track changes annotation pane, enhanced control of bibliography and citation text formatting options, and improved language support. Malel 3.1.3 also fixes an issue that caused the app to hang when opening 3.0 documents, assigns a current text language including a footnote or citation, fixes an issue that caused drag tabs and margins in the ruler to jump to unexpected places, and ensures that superscripted or baseline shifted characters don't get clipped to the top of a page. Barebones Software has released BBEdit 10.5.2, delivering fixes large and small for over 40 customer-reported issues. Among the highlights, the update now displays the name of each document as it's opened in the Restoring BBEdit State panel, fixes a bug with save a copy that would result in data loss if the wrong choices were made, ensures that accurate results are returned in the pre-comparison screening for multi-file find differences, fixes BBEdit's Search and Replace Automator action for grep-based searches, squashes a bug that would return stale clipboard contents in operations that required a clipboard import from an external application, and stops BBEdit from beeping if you right-clicked in an improperly formed HTML or XML document. Note that BBEdit 10.5.2 now requires at least macOS 10 10.6.8 Snow Leopard. If you've been inundated with alerts telling you are running an unlicensed copy of Microsoft Office 2011 since installing the most recent Service Pack 3, also known as version 14.3.0, then you'll be happy to learn the newly issued version 14.3.1 should take care of that problem. Apart from the proper acknowledgement of your licensed status and minimized annoyance, the update offers no other changes. BusyMac has released BusyCal 2.0.3, a maintenance release with an assortment of fixes and user interface additions. The update fixes a syncing bug that unsubscribed Google Calendars, adds show declined and canceled events to the View menu, displays meeting requests in inbox for Google Calendar as well as older CalDev servers, sends sync alarm snoozes and dismissals across multiple devices when syncing through iCloud, enables alarms to be added to meeting invitations, and merges duplicate birthdays. It also adds the following localizations: German, French, Dutch, Spanish, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Portugal Portuguese, and Brazilian Portuguese. You can download a trial of BusyCal via the BusyMac website, but the only way to purchase the app is through the Mac App Store, where it's currently selling for $29.99 through March 15th. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and Dusk Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.